We're continuing with the Chazon Ish, the 12th section of the first chapter. Kavdak mistarea bin hachochma v'asichlut. There is a thin boundary between wisdom and foolishness. We had discussed that in seeing God in our lives, there's a thin line between intelligence and imagination, between intellect and what we'd like to imagine is going on in our lives. The Chazon Ish had discussed the desire of man to imagine things, that tendency of man to enjoy a good lie. We're all into good gossip. We're willing to read yellow journalism. It's very interesting for us to adopt fantasy. And there is an internal desire for fantasy and lies. And yet, the intellect is supposed to discern between that which is imagined and that which is true. By the same token, says the Chazon Ish, there is a thin line between that which is intelligent and that which is foolish. And it doesn't really allow a person to enter that room of wisdom. But if you have an eye that is sensitive, ve'alizat ha'neshama, and a soul that can rejoice, mocheket et kav ha'chotzetz kalil, that can overcome that line that divides between the two. Umsilat ha'chochma lefanav mishor, and then you see the path of intelligence. You want to enter the realm of intelligence, you have to develop a certain sensitivity, you have to develop within the realm of a certain tranquility. The soul has to be able to synthesize what it's seeing. If you try to conquer the world when everything's going crazy and you're not calm or focused, it's going to be very hard to get it right. If you can have a soul that's rejoicing, as he discussed from his first chapter, it takes a certain peace of mind to be able to analyze things properly. And then you can erase that line that divides between foolishness and intelligence. Aval ha'adam, but what happens to man? Hanimshal le'ayir pere. In Job, man is compared to a wild boar, like a wild donkey. A wild donkey. In the book of Job. Book of Job says, ayir pere adam yivaled. When man is born, he's like a wild animal. Man is as ever bound by the shackles of desire like the day he is born. It's a phenomenal thing to see a baby when they're born. They want to suck. Like you see, their life depends on it. Their mouth is everywhere. You see them like looking to suck. That's all that matters in life. Did they get their milk? Is their mother there? That's the only thing they're thinking about. And then they start developing, and you think man becomes more sophisticated. But the truth is that man ordinarily is as ever bound by the shackles of desire, just like the day he was born, only he's looking for other things. Raduf mamtakim. He is forever pursuing sweets. Ra'ev ta'anugim. He is forever hungry for the amenities of life. Ragzan tamid. Consistently, man is angry, man has a temper, male ga'ava, man is filled with arrogance. Gam im chunan b'kishron ha'chochma b'tchunat nishmato. Even if man was granted that skill of intelligence as part of his personality, u'manachat apayim muchan nefanav al shulchan ha'tvuna, and he was granted an extra portion. He was given double everyone else when it comes to understanding. So he's got a tremendous IQ. He's got tremendous potential. He will not be successful in his learning. Because if he hasn't fixed his traits, if his heart is still forever covered, if his mind is forever sealed, and everything he pursues is always tainted with those desires that he has. So then, sogeret al techochma ve'no'elot sha'arei bina. The doors of wisdom, the gates of understanding are locked before him. Because you want to attain that, as he discussed two chapters ago, you have to attain a sensitivity that only comes when a person takes control of his traits. Because when it comes to the secrets of wisdom, there are things that are very delicate. Many will get to you in a second. Shririm adinim lo yirum ein basar. The physical eye can't perceive those intricate, delicate points. Rak ein adina shelev adin. A sensitive heart will be able to be attuned, will be able to understand what's going on. But if you're going to try to approach things, try to understand spirituality, try to get a concept of God in your life, and you're spending your time being a glutton, and a person allows himself to let that rage out and let his arrogance out, and all the problematic traits that are part and parcel of being human, if a person doesn't take control of them, so then he's not going to have that sensitivity to be attuned to what we're going to discuss. Yes?
When you were saying that, yeah, as man develops, he's still chasing the desire for sweetness and such and so forth. I was wondering if you could explain more, because it's not so much a chasing of the sweetness, it's more of, like, man gets hungry. And yes, it, like, they need, like, you need to eat, or you need, like...
That's not the issue.
The sweetness is, like, chasing after women, chasing after cars, the things that are sweet to you, like...
Right. It's not just about satiating your hunger. We spend much more time and thought and energy on things that really are external and are not really important, but we have desires for them. A wise person, as he refines himself, is preparing in his heart, in his soul. He calls it pipes, or we might call it veins. Meaning, in other words, he means there's a way to penetrate his heart and soul. The wisdom can enter. Ordinarily, we're not attuned to hearing. A person will come over to you and say, prove to me there's a God. And you say, okay, let's sit down for a half hour. No, I don't have time for that. So you're not really ready to hear anything. So it plays itself out on many fronts. But an intelligent person prepares himself to be able to be attuned to understanding these points. And if you want the stream to come into your heart, this goes back to what he started with, the soul has to be happy. There has to be a certain tranquility, a joy in life, a zest for life. If a person wakes up in the morning and shucks, another day I have to contend with this dread of a life, very hard to attain wisdom. You want to get the finer points of wisdom, you have to be open to them. You want to understand the way God runs the world, you have to be open to it. Sim'on l'chokhma v'ra'avon l'bina. A person has to thirst for wisdom. He has to be hungry for understanding. Asher kol eile yad ha'tova shel mida ha'tova hachinatam yisatam v'techonenim. All of these things, the truth is that having good traits is the foundation for attaining them. If a person betters himself as a human being, he will have the capacity to understand more about God. If a person is evil, the more evil a person, the less he can see God in his life. It goes hand in hand. Now again, this is preparatory. He's not saying every kind person will see God. But he's saying if you haven't worked on that, you're going to have a hard time attaining this. It doesn't work. No, that deserves a discussion. That deserves a different discussion. See our class on Balak. Yes, no.